What does it mean to be entrenched in political correctness? I'm Dr. Fred. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
When you are adamantly entrenched in the politically correct left, it's important to hide, dodge, and redirect the actions of people who are believed to be protected by political correctness. In fact, because of the cultural Marxism that is sweeping the world today, including America, criminal activity should be tolerated by omitting or maybe not reporting all the facts of it. Never is this more clearly seen in the growing area of incidents of rapes. Throughout parts of Europe, including the UK and even into India, marauding groups of Muslims are seen to have taken over the streets for the sole purpose of raping women, it seems. Now, of course, they feel they have a right to do this since women are uncovered and are therefore, as far as they're concerned, no better than whores, sluts, and even prostitutes. And as such, they get what they deserve, they believe, according to Islam's Sharia law. Now, this attitude toward women is unbelievably ignored in many ways by the media and those within the politically correct arena, whether it's law officials or politicians. Muslims have been granted a type of victimhood status that compels the politically correct to react to them differently than they would, say, if gangs of white men, as an example, roamed around Europe and perpetrated the same types of crimes against women. Now, the terribly unfortunate part of this, aside from the trauma of being raped, is the fact that the media is deliberately underreporting these events across the globe. One article states, and I'm quoting from it, quote, "High-profile gang rapes in India have been in the headlines since December. The phenomenon is growing across Europe, too, but tends to be underreported due to the high incidence of Muslim perpetrators, which makes it politically incorrect to mention." Unquote. Now, you may have read some of these reports, but it's also likely that you did not read that the perpetrators were Muslim. You probably read that the men who are said to have committed these crimes were, quote, from India, or, quote, from Sweden, or even from Asia, but nothing more. Now, as my quote that I just stated notes, it's not politically correct to mention this glaring fact. Many officials state it has nothing to do with anything. It's better to ignore it and simply focus on the fact that the perpetrators are men. Don't talk about their religious persuasion or ideology. Focus on the fact that it's just men who are out raping women. But what if a group's ideology believes and even allows for men within that group to treat women in such a horrific way in order to send a message, cover up, or be raped as punishment? Now, of course, to the politically correct, that statement is offensive because it smacks of bigotry. And, you know, you make a statement like that and it's clear that soon after making it, someone's going to call you a bigot. But this belief appears to have some basis for why many Muslim men and even young boys act as they do toward women who are uncovered. It's another form of Islamic jihad that is attempting to force women to cover themselves up by making it so difficult, if not impossible, for them to walk down the street without fear of being, at the very least, verbally assaulted. Now, if this is the case, then should officials and good people everywhere be concerned? What's the answer? To force women to wear burqas in order to avoid being raped? Well, if so, then might it be that in the end we give these Muslims what they want and Sharia wins again? You know, in reality, as far as the politically correct are concerned, the only time it is beneficial or quote-unquote right to mention a person's ethnicity or religious heritage is when they're being honored for something. So when my local paper highlights, for instance, a group of African-American sci-fi writers, oh, that's perfectly fine. They've broken into a field that was, prior to that, pretty much controlled by white people, all right? It's within the boundaries of political correctness to do that in that case. But since most Muslims are Arab, though, of course, anyone can be a Muslim, since it is not dependent upon race or ethnicity, they fall in that group that we call minorities, even if or when they're not truly minorities numerically. In one rape case in India, the poor woman was traumatized. I don't know how you survive something like this. She was traumatized for 7 hours while up to 12 Afghan immigrants took turns raping her repeatedly. This went on while the men also called her a slut, a whore, and then clapped and cheered during the attack. The woman is now confined to a wheelchair due to her injuries. She has, understandably, panic attacks, and she resides in a psychiatric hospital. That's in India. That's tragic. If this was a unique situation, it would be bad enough. However, incidents of this type are fast becoming the norm throughout Europe. The article from which I've quoted also discusses how the UK reports these situations. Interestingly enough, in the United Kingdom, the press there, they see these perpetrators and often refer to them as Asians, even though they are Muslims. As the article points out, quote, the Asian gangs do not contain rapists from China, Japan, and the Philippines. So it's almost a form of misdirection by the UK press. In other words, Asian appears to be code for Muslim, as used by the media in the UK. If I were an actual Asian individual, I would be pretty upset that I and others like me was being blamed for something I had no part in. There are many young girls in the UK who are either raped or groomed for prostitution by these so-called Asians. According to some of the mothers, a fear of being branded racist makes many of the police and social services reluctant to investigate the crimes as organized and connected. One mother from Rotherham, whose 14-year-old daughter was groomed into prostitution and multiply raped during a 12-month period, told me that almost every man convicted of these crimes in the north of England is from Pakistan, but that the authorities insist that is not relevant. Unquote there. Well, of course it's relevant that they are from Pakistan. Political correctness says it's not relevant, but that's only because political correctness cares not for justice at all. And we've already discussed that many times. There are alarming statistics of the increase in violent rapes by Muslims against non-Muslim girls and women. It has led many to question why there is this deafening silence regarding the fact that by far the majority of perpetrators of these heinous crimes are Muslim. Well, after describing a particularly terrible situation in which two young girls of France were kidnapped, held over a two-year period, and raped by up to 25 men daily, all of whom turned out to be Muslim, one article stated, quote, the thing is, the convicted men are all Muslims. At least they have recognizably Islamic names. Yet the mainstream press are not reporting this fact. Is this religio-cultural aspect of French gang culture taboo? As much as it appears to be in the UK, why the whitewash? Why the ethno-religious censorship? Why is the issue of gang rape committed by young men identified as belonging to a particular minority background consistently suppressed? Are there reporting restrictions, infringements of their human rights, a conspiracy of silence? Unquote. Now, of course, with the influx of Muslims into America, we're starting to see this type of I take what I want mentality here as well. In just one case, a Virginia woman alleges she was raped by the taxi driver who took her home. What is interesting here is that the women went and they went to the hospital and very likely had a DNA swab done. The man stated that the woman tried to seduce him, but he ignored her. The man's wife, who doesn't live in Virginia, by the way, stated that the woman was lying, that her husband would never have tried to rape a woman. Ultimately, though, the U.S. attorney has opted to not pursue charges against the cab driver. Why? There is no reason given except the politically correct statement that the investigation is ongoing, designed to make us think that something is still being done and considered. Well, that's interesting. That is very interesting. When in point of fact, there's probably nothing being done. You know, we know that Muslim men from Europe and the Middle East believe that a woman who is uncovered, without a burqa or face covering, is no better than a prostitute. Sweden has been experiencing the problem of growing numbers of rapes and attempted rapes for a few years now. Women there report the constant harassment by Muslims who call them all sorts of despicable names simply because they walk around without a burqa. Now, many Islamic imams and imams, I-M-A-M, that's a cleric, they blame the woman for the man's arousal. For this reason, women should be covered so that the temptation is avoided by men. So there the responsibility rests with the woman or the victim. So when they come to America or another country where women dress in skirts, dresses, or wear shorts and tank tops, these men harbor the same low view of women that they held in their former country. In those countries, they were used to seeing women covered up, and a woman who was uncovered was essentially asking for it. If she was raped, it was her problem because it was her fault. Now, even though men are often arrested for the rapes they commit, political correctness disallows the world to point to the man's religious beliefs as the reason he believes he can rape a woman. That would not be the case, though, I guarantee you, if somehow it was connected to Christianity. And, of course, it's not. The fact that no one is doing anything to help these men change their view regarding women allows it to continue. It's amazing. Some would argue that being arrested should get the message across, but in too many cases it doesn't. They are arrested, they go to jail, they come out, and they rape some more. Going to jail is a minor problem for these guys. In another example of political correctness and its desire to eradicate all semblance of Christianity and biblical values from American society, one Florida University student complained that during his intercultural communications class, the professor allegedly, quote, told the whole class to write down the name Jesus in bold letters on a piece of paper, and then drop the papers and stomp all over them on the floor, unquote. The student said that some students did what the professor told them to do, while he and several other students didn't participate. After class, he told the professor, whose name is DeAndre Poole, that what he had asked the class to do offended his religious convictions. The student is Mormon. Hey, I wonder if the instructor buys into critical race theory. Turns out the instructor is black. The student eventually complained about the situation to a university official and was promptly suspended from the class. So the politically correct minions believe it's perfectly okay to stomp on the name of Jesus. It's perfectly okay to not discuss the background of men who are raping women left and right. Apparently, there's some point to that. The only point I'm aware of is that it is simply part of the politically correct agenda to eradicate anything that smacks of biblical values. It's just mind-boggling. I could allow that statement, I could allow that situation to stand, but it's unbelievable what is happening in America today. And as Christians, we need to stand against it. Well, I thank you for joining me today. That is our show, and I pray that you'll be with me next time and that you're gaining something from this. And until we meet again, I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.